desire and interest in your prayers tonight. There's a little plaque up here that says, please introduce yourself. My name is Michael Smith, and I'm a child of God tonight. Love the Lord, and I concur with Brother Danny that you all are my friends, and has been stated you are my family tonight. So thankful that we can come together in services like this and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Just to share my heart with you as we were praying tonight, I had to say, Lord, not my will. I feel like I'm a 19-year-old new preacher again tonight. I'd like to begin over in the book of John in the first chapter. Subject tonight that we will, rather than begin with, we will more closely conclude with is entitled, There Came a Leper. I'd like to begin in the John chapter 1, beginning with verse 29. It says, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I would that we behold the Lamb of God tonight for just a little bit. When we think about Jesus, what do you think about? You think about someone that came to bring condemnation. You think about someone that the enemy has tried to paint a picture that Jesus and God will make your life difficult if you accept what he has to offer. Behold the Lamb of God. Jesus came to take away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ came tonight to take away the guilt and the condemnation in our lives. Jesus came to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. When we wanted to do good and we kept falling back into a place of failure and doing things that we didn't want to do, Jesus Christ came to set us free from the very power of sin, thank the Lord. Behold the Lamb of God tonight. Jesus came to this earth with a purpose. He did not come to bring more religion. He did not come to bring just another build, another institution of men. But Jesus came with a purpose. And one of his first recorded messages declared the object of his mission. In the fourth chapter of Luke, in the 18th verse, when Jesus stood up, maybe one of the shortest messages, but one of the most powerful messages that ever has or ever will be preached. Jesus stood up, the Lamb of God, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to those that don't have, to those that are needy. Jesus said, I came to preach the gospel to you. And gospel, by definition, what does it mean? It's good news. Jesus did not come to make your life harder tonight. Jesus did not come that you would have to live a life in a straitjacket. Jesus did not come to put you into bondage. And may we expose the enemy for what he is tonight. Anytime that you think following the Lord Jesus is going to put you into bondage, that is a lie from the enemy. Jesus came to set men free from the power of sin. He came to set us free from the power of men's religion. He came to set us free from the power of the flesh. Behold the Lamb of God. And Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The very anointing of God is upon me because he gave me a purpose. He commissioned me to preach the good news to the poor. Is there anybody that's poor here tonight? Is there anybody that's here that just, and I'm not talking about what's in your billfold tonight, but when you're needy and there's needs in your life and in your spirit and in your emotions, behold the Lamb of God tonight. Jesus came to minister to us in our poverty, thank the Lord. He said, here he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He sent me to bind up. He sent me to restore those that are broken in their hearts and in their spirits. We heard this morning a wonderful message about being connected with Jesus Christ. Do you know that just because we are in this assembly, in this meeting tonight, it's not going to restore that which is broken until we come to the one that can truly do an inward work? Man cannot do that. Tradition cannot do that. Teachings of the past cannot do that. But it is only Jesus Christ that can reach down into the depth of our spirit and begin to mend and bind up the brokenness of my life. And then he went on to say, he sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to whom? To the captive. To those that are bound tonight. Jesus came to give deliverance to those that are captive. Captive to what? Captive to sin. Captive to the filth of this world. Captive to bad attitudes. Captive to the flesh, the works of the flesh. Adultery and fornication and drunkenness. He came to deliver the captive. And may I say that I believe that this message that Jesus preached that day was not only to the sinner. There are some times that we can come and we love the Lord and we are saved from sin, but we recognize, Lord, there's some things that are starting to bind me up. If you are bound tonight by anything, Jesus wants to set you free, thank the Lord. The Lord does not want you to be bound up. He came to set us free that we can enjoy serving the Lord. That we can enjoy life, that we can experience the peace and the glory of God in our life. But we can't do it by man's religion. We can't do it just by this mere fellowship tonight. We can only do it when Jesus Christ comes and performs and does something in my life. But that's why he came. This was his purpose tonight, that he could set the captive free. And he said to give recovering of sight to the blind. You notice he said recovering? If you recover from something, it meant that good possibility you were one time whole, but you lost something. If there's anyone here tonight that has lost something, Jesus Christ came, that you could have your sight recovered. There's a lot of people tonight that are losing their spiritual vision. There's a lot of people tonight that are losing what the whole purpose of serving the Lord is all about. The Lord wants to enable you. He wants to recover. Yes. He wants to bring you back to a condition that you are whole. And yet it is true that sometimes we get sick. Yes. And it is sometimes that our vision begins to get blurred. And I am so thankful for the times, even after I was saved and have the Holy Spirit, that I could come back to my Savior and say, Lord, I need some healing. I need some things recovered that I feel like I'm in danger of losing something, Lord. I need you to restore my sight. Lord, I want you to reinvigorate me. Lord, I need you to give me something to restore the joy and the power of salvation in my life. That's why Jesus came tonight. The Lord is not a hard taskmaster. He did not come to establish this form of rules and regulations that we're just walking a tightrope because if I step wrong, I'm going to fall off into an abyss of sin. Jesus Christ came to do a permanent work in our life that we could be set free and live in the liberty that only Jesus Christ can give. He came to offer, and he said, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. That acceptable year of the Lord was referencing the year of Jubilee. Yes. The year of Jubilee was every 50th year when liberty was given to those that had been sold as some as slaves, as indentured servants because of their debts. There were children that were put into bondage to work off loans. There was land that was lost. But on the 50th year, the year of Jubilee, it was a year of liberty. The land that had been lost was restored to the Hebrews. Those that had been sold were restored and their families were reunited. What a wonderful year of Jubilee. Jesus, that's what he was referencing when he said, this is why I came. I came to preach to you that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. And I am so thankful tonight that in 2023, it is still the acceptable day of the Lord. There's a place of restoration. There's a place of liberty. There's a place of healing. And it's in Jesus Christ. And that's why he came. His message is that now is the time. Now is the year of Jubilee. We cannot and we need not wait for another time because this is our year. He came as a savior. He came as a deliverer to minister to the deepest needs of mankind. And there will be no other that will come. This is the accepted time. That there's a place of liberty tonight. If your heart is heavy and you have been seeking and searching for something to satisfy you, you will only find it in Jesus Christ tonight. Can we sing a verse of the song, The Only Real Peace? He's our Savior. He's our Deliverer. We won't find it in the works of the flesh tonight. We're not going to find it in religion. We're not going to find it following our own way. True peace tonight is only going to come through Jesus Christ. Frustrated tonight, difficulties, problems. There's another one that said, and correct me if I'm wrong, let's just sing. I went looking. Looking for the dreams of the world, fame, fortune, recognition. I went looking for something to satisfy. Came up empty, didn't satisfy. Lord, when I found you, my searching was through, thank God. You have true peace tonight? Jesus came to give us something real. It's not put on. We don't have to manufacture it. We don't have to try to say the right things. We have the spiritual lingo down tonight. The Lord Jesus came to give us this true, deep, settled peace because of his presence. Speaking of Mary, said she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, what? Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins, thank the Lord. Jesus came to be a Savior, not to save us in our sin, but he came to save us from the power of sin. He came to lift us out of sin. He came to give us something and put us in a place that we couldn't get by ourselves, thank the Lord. He came to deliver us from the very power of it. He came to save us tonight from the sentence of eternal death. He came to protect us. He came to defend us. He came to guide us. And that's why when we face the frustrations and the troubles and difficulties of life, we can still have peace. Because there's therefore now no what? Condemnation to them which are in Christ. It wasn't in man. It was in Christ. There's no condemnation. There's no more guilt because we have been washed and we have been cleansed and we set our feet in a solid place that we're not living like we used to because God did something divine. Oh, there's another song that says, oh, what a Savior. I just glorify God tonight because our world is hurting. Our world is in trouble, but thank God there's a Savior. He can do something divine in our life tonight. He brought something that is lasting that will keep us. Been many times in the brick kilns in Pakistan. And in the brick kilns of Pakistan, there are many people that working there. Many of them are not Muslim. They are professing Christians, some of them. But really what it means to a lot of them is we're not Muslim, so we'll just say we're Christian. Many of them do not know what it means to follow Jesus Christ. And yet they say they're Christians. If you were to go in, and that many of them are like indentured servants. It is a form of slavery. And they don't make enough money to live. And so they borrow money from the owner of the brick kilns where they're making bricks. They live in very, very poor, impoverished conditions. I've eaten in many of their homes. And they come, they don't make enough money, and so they borrow money, and then they are captive. They cannot leave. If they leave, they will be brought back because you owe the brick kiln owner. And so they're in essence, they're like slaves. And today, if we were to go, and there are people that do it, and some of them survive escaping the brick kiln. But if you were to go and pay their debt today, and pay off all that they owed, many of them would end right back up in the brick kiln because they know no other way of life. They don't know how to manage. They don't know how to survive outside of the structure that many of them grew up in children, even if someone forgave their debt. But tonight, Jesus did not come to give us something that we were just going to go right back to a place of captivity. Through the power of Jesus Christ tonight, and through the power of His blood, He can work a miracle that we never have to go back to the moral violations and the sin that separates us from God. Thank God, what a Savior we have. He came to set the captive free, thank the Lord. As one writer penned, he said He uncrowned Himself to crown us. And He put off His robes to put on our rags. And that's why Jesus came. That we could come into royalty as kings and priests, living in a place of love and joy and victory through Jesus Christ, although the world around us rages. And so we look at Jesus and examine His life, and we won't take time to read all the passages. The New Testament, the Gospel, is full of the works of Jesus Christ. But the Scripture teaches us that He went about Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the Gospel, healing all manner of sickness and disease among the people, and His fame was spread abroad. People brought others that were possessed of devils. And what did Jesus do? He delivered them. He set them free. There was no power of the enemy that was too great for the power of God. I still believe that tonight. No matter what possesses us, no matter what addiction, no matter what things we may be doing in the flesh or what things are hidden in my heart, my attitudes and my bitterness and my anger, Jesus Christ came to heal all manner of sickness and disease. And he's still in that business today, thank the Lord. Well, so this Jesus that we read about, what was his spirit? You remember what he told the woman caught in adultery? When others wanted to throw stones, what did Jesus say? Neither do I condemn you. Tonight, if there's anyone here that feels like the saints are condemning you, I want you to know that is a lie of the enemy. Because as we follow Jesus Christ, Jesus came with a message of reconciliation. Jesus came to restore that which was broken. Jesus did not come to condemn. Jesus came to save. Jesus came to give hope that felt condemnation. And if you may be in a place tonight and it seems like there is no way out, that was the condition of the woman that was caught in adultery. But when they brought her to Jesus, Jesus looked on her and he gave her a message of hope. I don't condemn you, but go and sin no more. How could she do that? It was only because of the power of God. And it is only because of that power tonight that we are able to go and do likewise. But we can bring our guilt and we can bring our condemnation. We can bring our struggles to this Jesus, who when he looked on the multitude, he was moved with, what was it, Brother Ivan? Thank God. It was compassion. He was moved with compassion. Do you know that's how the Lord is still looking on us tonight? We're his children. And if you've walked away from God or you say, I'm not a child of God, when the Lord looks on us, he is being moved with compassion because he came to help us. He came to help us with our problems. He came to help us with our needs. And he's not there ready to cast us out. He's not there ready to say, well, you've known what you were supposed to do and you should have done better and it's too late. No, the Lord's there to say, I forgive you. He's there to say, I am moved with your compassion. I've seen the works of the flesh. I've seen the influences of the world. And he knows what it is. And he looks on us and he came to be our Savior. He came to strengthen us and deliver us and forgive us. And he is still moved tonight with compassion. The adulterous woman who was forsaken, lonely, cast out, Jesus offered her hope. To Legion, who was possessed with many devils. He was possessed. It wasn't someone you wanted to be around. He was in need of a deliverer, wasn't he? But when Jesus came by his way, he was set free from the power of Satan. When Jesus comes by our way, we will never be the same again. We will be transformed, not because of us, but sometimes in spite of us, when we can just open up our heart and say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to come to you. Jesus will make the difference tonight. Jesus is still the answer. Brother Marty, he's still the answer. We don't have all the answers to life problems. We're not able to get down in the depth of the struggles that we face. You don't know all the struggles that I've had, and I don't know all the struggles that you have, but I know that we're all human. We're all flesh and blood. We're all men of like passion, and we all need a Savior. We all need healing. We all need deliverances, and even after that experience of salvation, how many times do we come back and say, Lord, I need a divine work in my life? And Jesus is not there to cut us off and say, you did what? He say to their welcome home. He's there to give us love and forgiveness and restore and to empower and to strengthen, thank the Lord. So he did it with Legion, but that wasn't the only one he did it with. He did it with Zacchaeus in his riches, in his dishonesty. He said, I'm going home with you today. Come on down, because he saw there was something in his heart that yearned for something more than what he had. Tonight, if there's something in your life that's yearning for something more, climb a tree. Do whatever you have to do, but let's say, Lord, I'm going to humble myself. He was a rich man. I haven't seen too many rich men climb trees. You kind of lose your dignity a little bit. But Lord, if that's what it's going to take for me to go out tonight and climb that tree, Lord, I want you to come to my house. Lord, I'm desperate for you, because I found that riches didn't do it. I found that the wealth and recognition in the world, it didn't do it. Lord, I need Jesus. And when Jesus sees that desire, he will come in and he will work in our lives, thank God. Well, what about our good friend Nicodemus? But Nicodemus was a Pharisee, wasn't he? He had a form of religion. He kept the law to the letter. All right, sometimes we are more compassionate on the sinner than we are the Pharisees. Aren't we? Jesus looked on and had compassion on the sinner. He had compassion on the adulterous woman. He had compassion on Zacchaeus, and he had compassion on Nicodemus, because he saw there was something inside. Tonight, if there's anyone here that has been steeped in even the good truths of the Word of God, and I've got these doctrines down, and I've got this understanding, but I'm still missing something. It's what we heard this morning. It's that connection with Jesus. That all of the good practices are not going to satisfy tonight. There are things that we can abstain from, and there are places we cannot go, and there are good things that we can do. But if we do not have the power and presence of Jesus Christ in our life, there's still going to be a longing. So maybe we're not going down deeper in the works of the flesh, but we say, I just need to dig down deeper in the things of the Scripture. I knew a man that used to pray. He was in our congregation years ago. He used to pray 3 hours every day. Does anybody here can beat that? But do you know what? He was miserable. He was not satisfied. And he ended up going a wrong direction. What he needed was Jesus. What he needed was to humble his heart before God and say, Lord, I need you in my life. So the Lord, I'm so thankful for the Nicodemuses that the Lord loves us too. He cares about us and he sees the struggles that we have and he wants to satisfy. So now if you will turn with me over to the book of Matthew. And this will be our last verse that we read. I'd like to expound just a little bit on it in the 8th chapter of Matthew, in the 2nd verse. It said, behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and he touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. There came a leper. This leper made a decision that I'm going to go and search this Jesus out. I'm going to go and find this one that I've heard about, and people have talked about him, and by everything I've heard, he can make a difference in my life. And he made a decision, and so he came. We have not because we ask not. If we will make a decision to come, the Lord is going to be there to do something in our life that we cannot do for ourselves. And the condition of leprosy is, it's a horrible disease. Leprosy is a horrible disease. It can cause dry, thin, white scales on the skin get thin and white and get scabs. And they say that leprosy is not only skin deep. It gets down in the bones and it causes deformities. It causes loss of feeling. I one time felt, but I just don't feel anymore. Do you know Jesus came to cleanse that? That leprosy that I just don't feel conviction anymore. But there's something in me that I have a desire. Well, there came a leper. And Jesus restored that. I remember driving through a leper colony in Nigeria one time. And people wouldn't stop, but they would just take money. And lepers line the highway. And people would just take money and throw it out the window to them to help them survive. Lepers, especially in the scriptural times, they were ostracized from society. Yes, it is. You can pass it along. It's not as contagious as some think it might be, but it is contagious. It can pass along, and there are increased risk. People can inherit increased risk of contracting leprosy due to their genes. And that's one of the reasons, not just because I touch someone. It takes more than just a touch normally to get it. But you live around and there are certain things that can cause that. But sometimes there's a genetic predisposition. And sometimes people look at their lives and say, my father was like this and my grandfather was like this and it's the way I am. Do you know that Jesus came to deliver us from the power that has bound people from generational sins? That the Lord Jesus can come and heal that? Yes, there are extra challenges that you may still have, but the Lord can give deliverances. There can be struggles that we still have, but the Lord can give us victory in those. He'll make a way to escape. He'll empower. Well, leprosy in the scripture many times and often had was symbolic of sin, a type of sin, because it was exemplified the depravity and the neediness of mankind. But you know what Jesus did when he came and this man, this leper came to him? What did Jesus do? He reached out and he touched him. So by a strict interpretation of the Mosaic law, Christ was unclean. And yet this leper might have gone years. We don't know. We can speculate. He might have gone years without a human touch. He might have gone years ostracized from friends and family, not able to work a job, not able to function like most people did because of the condition of his body. And Jesus reached out. He could have just said the word. Jesus could have just said, "Be thou clean." But that's not the Savior that we serve tonight. That's not the Savior I know tonight, thank the Lord. I have a Savior. He's not afraid to reach down in my pit and lift me up. He's not afraid to get down where I was. He's not afraid to get down where you are and lift you up out of it. He's not going to stay down in there with you, but he's going to extend his hand and touch you and lift you up out of it that we can be cleansed. That we can see, that we can be healed, that we can be restored. And so he reached out and touched the leper. He could have spoken the word, but there is a place of healing. Oh, tonight we have a wonderful privilege. We have a wonderful privilege of coming to the Savior with our leprosy. We have a wonderful privilege tonight of coming to the Lord for those things that are inside that nobody sees that causes me to feel broken. For those things in life that sometimes happen and it feels like you're by yourself and it seems like nobody understands you. To the sinner tonight and it seems like there's no hope and you're just settling for the way it is, there is a Savior that will reach out. If you will come, He will reach out and touch your life and you will be transformed tonight. For those that are saved and love the Lord and yet there's an emptiness, yet there's something I'm just not finding. Jesus is in the business of ministering to our needs. That's why he came to this earth. And that is why we come to this camp meeting, because there's still good news. And the good news is that Jesus loves you tonight. He is still being moved with compassion on your need. He is still able to save. He is still able to transform. He is still able to minister to those needs in my life. Amen. Knowing that there is such a Savior tonight, there came a leper. Lord, I come. I don't know all the answers, but I know who to come to. The Savior that looks on the brokenness of this generation. And he said, would you let me minister to your need? As we stand and sing a song tonight, is there anyone that needs the Lord to minister to the needs of your life? He is ready and waiting if we, as the leper, will come. Amen.